لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن قارون كان من قوم موسى فبغى عليهم وآتيناه من الكنوز ما إن مفاتيحه لتنوء بالعصبة أولي القوة إذ قال له قومه لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفرحين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our nourisher, our creator, our sustainer. And may the choices of salawat and rahmat and barakat be upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Let us remind ourselves of the great teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained to us and taught us that خير يوم طلعت عليه الشمس يوم الجمعة, that the best day that the sun has ever risen in is none other than the day of Jumu'ah. So this Mubarak and auspicious day of Jumu'ah, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us this gift of Jumu'ah. Since we all are aware that now the month of Rabiul Awal has come to an end, and the day today is actually the 29th of Rabiul Awal. And this month, whenever we talk about Rabiul Awal, then we attribute it to the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, amongst the ulama, there are difference of opinion as to the exact date when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. But some ulama explain that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born in the month of Rabiul Awal. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. That a person has not become a true believer. A person does not have complete iman until his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more than the love that he has for his own children, more than the love that he has for his own parents, and more than the love that he has for the entire mankind. So, the sign of a person's true iman is that his love for Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more than anything else. So, the love which we portray, the love which we show for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not restricted to only one month. The love that we express for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this should not be confined and restricted for only one month. But the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the discussion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, speaking of the sirat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sending durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is something which is supposed to be done on a daily basis. This is something which a person every single day of his life as a believer, because a person is a believer of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout the entire year. So the love which we supposed to show for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the durood which we are sending upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is something which supposed to be done every single day of your life. And if you look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that sending durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the rewards, the virtues of sending durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these virtues, these great virtues, that our ranks, our darajat are raised by 10. And our minor sins are forgiven. 10 of our minor sins are forgiven. By just sending one durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ulama explained that these virtues are for the entire year. So whether it is Rabiul Awal, Rabiul Akhir, Jamadul Ula, Jamadul Ukhra, Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan, all these virtues are for any time of the year. So a person should increase his durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as a guide for mankind. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as a guide and hidayat for the Muslims and the non-Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the greatest and the best book and the best kitab from all the kutubs and from all the previous scriptures, and that is the Quran Sharif. The greatest book and the gift that mankind had ever received was none other than the Quran Sharif, the Quran Kareem. The greatest source of hidayat, the greatest source of guidance to mankind, whether a person is a believer or a non-believer, is none other than the Quran Sharif. In the Quran Sharif, in the Quran Kareem, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us detailed accounts of what had transpired to the nations of the past, to the qawm and aqwam that had came before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what was the purpose? What was the purpose that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had repeatedly? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly in the Quran Sharif mention the incidents of the aqwam and the nations of the past? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers this question in the Quran. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَّتِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. That definitely indeed, in the narratives of the nations of the past, in their incidents, there are lessons. عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. There are lessons for the intelligent ones. So we're supposed to take lessons, take heed from these incidents which had transpired and had taken place in the past. Today we will discuss the incident of one person by the name of Qarun. Who was Qarun? Who was this person? We talk about Bill Gates, that he is the richest person upon earth. And we talk about the 100 most richest or wealthiest of people, the 100 list of, they say every year, Forbes, they release a list of the most 100, the most wealthiest 100 people upon earth. So they have found that now Bill Gates is no longer the most wealthiest, but rather they say he is now he's 10 on the list. So you find that normally we speak about the wealthiest, those people who have the most amount of wealth, and we marvel at this. But definitely indeed, without a doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that forget Bill Gates, forget the Forbes list of 100 richest people, but Qarun was the most richest person to ever set foot upon planet Earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with abundance of wealth, immense amounts of wealth. But he had forgotten to show thanks and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that wealth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى. He was from the nation of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was Kareemullah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was the Nabi of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it such that Qarun was from the nation of Musa. So the ulama explained that what this means is, كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى. He was the cousin of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Let us look at this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted hidayah to Musa, and on the other end, there was Qarun. And in a similar manner, how many times in the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that many times the family of a Nabi, they were on the other end of hidayat. Let's look at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the greatest Nabi to ever set foot upon earth. But you find that the uncle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he failed to accept Islam. And then we look at Fir'aun. That Fir'aun, he was the greatest tyrant upon earth. But his wife was one of the most pious of women ever. And then if we look at all the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he was one of the greatest Nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the one who had built the ark, and he had built that ark which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instructed him with. But on the other end, you look at the children and the wife of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. they failed to accept Islam and they were destroyed in the floods. So you find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was revealed to him that Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he was actually the cousin of Qarun. And Qarun فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانِ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ. And Qarun had rebelled against Allah, rebelled against the Nabi of the time, that is Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, and he had rebelled against his nation. And they say the English equivalent of Qarun is Crassus. And in Turkish, they say that Qarun is the name, the equivalent name for Qarun is Kora. Sometimes in the books of science and the books of history, the historians, they say, they refer to the treasures of Qarun, the Lydian treasures, that these treasures were something which never ever any nation has ever witnessed before. Regarding the wealth of Qarun, scientists has revealed that even the wealth in today's times, the wealth of Qarun, Qara, or the Lydian treasures, these treasures were actually cursed. They were cursed by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And a few years ago, there was some debate and a lot of fight and jagra taking place regarding the treasures, the lost treasures of Crassus, of Qarun. And it has been narrated that a few years ago, there were seven men. Seven men had taken part in the digging of the lost treasures of Crassus and Qarun. And the scientists has revealed, they are revealed, and the historians has revealed that those had taken place just in the digging of the lost treasures of Qarun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made them suffer great misfortune in their life, and they had suffered a very severe death. So you find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even cursed the treasure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed Qarun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed Qarun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had cursed the treasure of Qarun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the treasure of Qarun. وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him so much of wealth. When I mentioned before, forget about Bill Gates and the 100 list of Forbes, wealthiest people. That in today's times, we speak about people who are wealthy, people who are rich. The latest craze is Bitcoin. And we speak about Bitcoin, that so many people, they are investing in Bitcoin, billions of Bitcoin. And we speak about some people that they are trillionaires and they are billionaires when it comes to euros and dollars and pounds. That Bitcoin is actually air. It's something which isn't tangible. It's not something you can even touch. When it comes to dollars, when it comes to euros and pounds, this is something, in reality, this is paper. When it comes to those diamonds, those precious diamonds, those diamonds are actually glass. They're not something which is actually real wealth in Islam. That is why the ulama say that if a person owns diamonds, a person doesn't need to pay zakat upon that. And then when it comes to banks, a person may say that he has billions of rands and euros and dollars in the bank. But in reality, it is all controlled by a plastic card. So you find that here we talk about Qarun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentions regarding the riches and the wealth, the amount of wealth that Qarun possessed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him real wealth, gold and jewels and silver. Just the keys. Forget about the jewels, the actual jewelry itself, and the treasures that he had. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about only the keys of Qarun, of Crassus. That bil usbati ulil quwwah. Mufassirin explain, just to carry the key of the keys of Qarun. The ulama explain, بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ. They were, what was needed, they were needed, there were 60 to 40 people needed just to carry the keys to the treasures of Qarun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with so much of wealth, but he had failed to realize that this wealth which Allah had blessed him with, the wealth which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him, فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the creator of this wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with this wealth. And he was such an excellent businessman that despite him being the cousin of Fir'aun, the cousin of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, but he had rebelled against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with prophethood and nubuwat, he said that, no, I am the brilliant one. I am the one who is the most richest upon earth. And who is this Musa? Allah had given him honor. Allah had given him nubuwat. By right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supposed to give me nubuwat. That an-nubuwata li Musa fa mali. That why nubuwat wasn't given to me? People advise him, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ قَوْمُ لَا تَفْرَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ. People advise him that don't be proud, don't be haughty, don't show off with your wealth, and don't be wasteful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates arrogance and takabbur. وَابْتَغِي فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. And seek the year after. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. And don't forget your share of this world. So the ulama explain that there are differences of opinion with regards to the actual meaning of this. So some ulama explain that what this means is that there is no problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with wealth. And don't forget that this wealth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that had given you this wealth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with this wealth, but take advantage of the privileges of this wealth. But don't be wasteful and don't be haughty and arrogant. And some ulama explain, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your share of this dunya. So some ulama explain what this means is that no matter how much of wealth you have in this world, whether you have 1 rand to your account or whether you have millions of rands, when you leave this world, you will leave with what? You will leave with just a kafan. A kafan and dafan. You will leave this world with just your shrouds. So وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be good to people, just like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been kind to you. And وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Don't spread corruption upon earth. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. This was the response. This was the response of Qarun. Qarun said that, no, this wealth, I am entitled to this wealth. He was proud, he was haughty. And he said that, no, it is because of my expertise and knowledge and my know-how. That is why I have this wealth. And how common this is. This is the lesson we are learning from this. How common this is, where a person, he makes such statements. He says that, you know, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? Do you know who you are talking to? Why does he make these statements? To express his haughtiness, express his wealth and his worth. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. This is what is disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قُومِ فِي زِينَتِهِ. Qarun, he had came out and he displayed his wealth for the entire world. And the ulama say that he had came out in an entourage with 4,000 slaves. And there were 300 horsemen. And on each and every single slave's shoulder was all the riches and the jewels. And this, he had came out with all his pomp and glory to express his riches to the world and to show off to the world. And the ulama say, فَخَسَفَنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Allah had sunken him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sunken all his riches and all his jewels and all his precious treasures. So this was the lesson. The lesson we learn is do not flaunt your wealth. Do not show off with your wealth. You know, some marriages that take place, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, You know, some people, they make these statements that we need to show off. We need to show off to the town, and we need to put it off, that such a marriage, such a nikah must take place, that never ever before has such a nikah taken place. And then they say that some nikahs, helicopters are used just to usher in the bride, and horse carriages are used to bring in the bridegroom and the bride. And some people, they make such statements, and wallahi lazim, this is something which is real. This has occurred, this is something which is real. Some people had made such statements in the past, that we will make such a function, that where people won't stop talking about it for years upon end. And they say, they tell the caterer, that you know, whatever utensils you use for people in the past, don't use that for my wedding. For my wedding, you go and buy new, brand new cutlery and brand new utensils. And why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? We are spending millions, wallahi lazim, we are spending thousands and thousands of rands upon flowers, just for those flowers to be thrown away the very next day. But in reality, there are people around us, there are thousands of people around us, they don't even have flour to eat. And we spend hundreds of thousands of rands upon decor and decorations. And in reality, those decor and those decorations will be thrown away. But around us, there are poor people, they don't even have cardboard to sleep upon. And you find there are people who are spending millions and millions of rand, while there are millions suffering in poverty. We spend money to drape the chairs, to clothe the chairs, as we say, so to speak. But people, women who are coming to these functions, they are not even clothed. They are not even clothed correctly. So this is Qarun. Ya laytanana mithlama Qarun, innahu lazu hazin azim. That Qarun, ya laytanana mithlama, people were impressed by his wealth. People were taken aback by his wealth. But what was the reality? فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِ الْأَرْضِ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice. Ameen. وَآخِرْ دَعْوَانَ عَلَى حَمْدَ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.